Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tom was telling us a poll found the number one thing the perfect hotel must have is really fast Wi-Fi.
Yeah, people don't want to have to sit around and wait for stuff to load.
I agree. I like free Wi-Fi, too. Sometimes they charge you for Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that stinks.
Well, you know what? On the billboard of Days Inn, it had said free breakfast and free Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Thelma had no idea what Wi-Fi is.
I can see why. She's 83.
So we had some fun calling Days Inn because she wanted to get her free Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Your call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Yours too.
Days Inn customer care. How can I help you?
Hello. Is this the Days Inn customer service line?
Yes, it is.
My name is Thelma Hollister, H-O-A-L-I-S-T-E-O. I need to speak to someone about a stay at Days Inn. Is this what the number you called to complain?
Yes, it is.
I love staying at the Days Inn. Me and my husband, Harold, I'm 83 years old, and I have 13 lovely grandchildren. But me and my husband, Harold, we don't travel like we used to. But when we do, we always stay at Days Inn. Y'all have a clean facility there. And I think cleanliness is the next thing to godliness. And I will say this, too. You offered a free breakfast. And I just love y'all's breakfast. You had cereals and stuff and coffee. I got to have my coffee in the morning, and I really did appreciate that. I will say I do have one complaint, though.
Okay.
On the billboard, I noticed it said free breakfast with your stay at Days Inn, correct?
Yes.
And also on the billboard, and I don't quite understand this, but on your billboard it said free Wi-Fi. And I have not received my Wi-Fi. And I forgot to ask when we stayed there if we actually could get it then. And when I was on my way home, I thought, well, maybe they will send me my free Wi-Fi.
Okay, it's actually Wi-Fi.
Why fly in an airplane? I don't like traveling in an airplane.
Why is it Wi-Fi? And that means wireless internet.
Is it something like, do you use it on your dishes or something?
No, it's just wireless internet where you get internet in the hotel room.
The Wi-Fi?
It's not Wi-Fi, it's Wi-Fi.
It said Wi-Fi there. Is it,
yep, it's W-I-F-I is Wi-Fi.
That's what it was. It was, yeah, you got free Wi-Fi there, and I thought, well, maybe that's a dish detergent, or maybe it's something like
no,
a cleaning brush.
It's not Wi-Fi. It's not Wi-Fi. It's Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Yeah, W-I-F-I spells Wi-Fi.
Yes, but it's not. It's Wi-Fi. It's Wi-Fi where you get internet in the hotel rooms. It's not Wi-Fi, it's Wi-Fi.
Oh, well, if it's free, are y'all just going to send that to me then?
No, it's just you get free internet in the hotel room.
So you'll send me the free Wi-Fi. When should I get it?
It's not Wi-Fi, it's Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
No, Wi-Fi.
Let's say it together.
No, it's not
okay.
Wi-Fi.
All right, let's say it together. Wi-Fi.
It's internet.
Oh, I don't know a thing about computers, dear. I feel so silly, right? You probably think I'm silly. You probably think I'm dumb.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah, being 83, my mind just don't work. I never heard of anything like Wi-Fi before, or whatever you call it.
That's not a problem. Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and get this information forwarded on.
Yes.
Definitely.
You know, you might want to clear that up on your billboards and say Wi-Fi is internet for your room.
Okay, I will definitely take a note of that.
That way we won't be, us old people won't be confused.
Yeah, I will make a note of that.
All right, well, you've been so kind. Thank you so much for clearing that up, all right?
Thanks for calling Days In.
All right, bye-bye, Nigel.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I think Thelma has created something new for us.
Really?
Wi-Fi.
I don't know. Yeah. I've heard of Wi-Fi ball bats and things like that. But.
Well, I don't want to take a Wi-Fi of any of the hotels I've stayed at sometimes.
Yeah. Take a Wi-Fi of our office.
Yeah, I don't want that either. Tom even cooks fish, you know.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you've probably heard this most of your life. Someone will tell you that time is money.
Mm-hmm.
And the meaning behind that is that anytime you're doing something for someone else, you deserve to be compensated for that time.
Yeah.
But how much is your time really worth? Well, it turns out, depending on what generation you are, you have a different idea of the value of your time.
I bet.
Let's start with boomers.
Mm-hmm.
Boomers think that their time is worth $137 an hour.
Wow. Well,
if that sounds rich to you, wait till you hear the rest of them.
Okay.
Because Gen X thinks that their time is worth $215 per hour.
Is that minimum wage now?
I'll go 200.
Yeah.
I'll save you a little.
Gen Z thinks their time is worth $267 an hour. That's kids today.
Yeah.
And millennials, they think their time is worth $329 an hour, or almost $700,000 a year.
Mm. As the delegate for the millennials, I'm getting way underpaid.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. I missed the mark by a lot.
So what's really bad is that you're basically losing $75,000 a month just from sleeping.
Mm, yeah.
In theory.
Man.
So my son says he's played an hour of video games. You know, did I owe him that money?
Like, why would you owe him if he was playing video games?
Well, that's his time. You know,
he chose to do that.
Yeah.
It's like if you make him do chores, you probably owe him for it.
Are you talking about whenever he's helping you beat a level?
It could be. That's very helpful.
Then pay him.
But I'm like, they're just saying their hour, whatever their time. I understand, you know, time's something you cannot get back. There's no way to get it back. But how, I mean, they don't make that much money. How is this even rational or logical?
It's not.
Oh.
I mean, none of those numbers makes any logical sense. Well, you don't get paid that much, and your time isn't that valuable. If it was, you wouldn't go to work for less.
See, this is something you use when friends want you to help, them move.
Oh, okay.
You throw this at them, or, you know, anything they want you to do for them.
See,
family.
I was just thinking time in general, like an hour.
I'm charging my mom for Mother's Day.
Okay.
Wow.
$250 an hour, Mom.
And you say I'm the jerk. Yeah.
You're upcharging her?
What?
Cost was $215, I thought.
Oh, well, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, $215.
Kato's like, I'll drive the station vehicle there. We'll put some music up. We'll give away free T-shirts for Mother's Day T-shirts.
That's when my friends will invite me to parties. I'm like, okay, I'm going to waive my talent fee to be there.
Yeah.
So I don't have to buy a gift, right?
It is. But my guy, you know, I got buddies. And they make fun of our talent fees.
Really?
Like when we show up somewhere.
Well, it's odd to me that people are aiming that high. I don't know where they get that value from, where they think that makes any sense. But I think that there are some things that are worth paying for, but no one's going to give you that kind of money unless you have something to offer them in return that's worth that amount to them.
But time in general, I think we waste it so frivolously and just throw it out. Like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you just sit around, zone out, you binge watch. Now I'm like, you know what?
Binge eat.
You look at the amount of time you have.
Binge drink.
For the rest of your life. And you like subtract the sleeping part of it, like Tom was mentioning. It's like it narrows it way down. It's like, so you're sitting there doing nothing, or you're twiddling your thumbs, or and then the time we wait wasted just by waiting in line alone and sitting in traffic.
Yeah, but all that time that I'm wasting, I'm sitting there going, God, I should be doing something more productive.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
I know.
Exactly, Cato. It's your time. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
If you do what Hawk's doing, you'll be miserable your whole
life.
No,
you will not.
Be miserable listening to me.
I agree.
I'm going to charge you for that.
Wasted time you enjoy is not wasted time.
True.
Exactly.
You know, when my dad retired, everybody that I've known to retire, they get bored. They want to go do something, have a part-time job.
Yeah.
Even some of the bartenders at Harris Teeter, they're retired. Yeah. They just want something to do.
Mm-hmm.
My dad said, I don't want to do anything. Yeah. I'm retired.
Yeah, I've
worked my whole life. I want to sit and watch Judge Judy.
But you know what, though? They say you got to have purpose in life. And if you're just sitting there wasting it,
it's like
you don't have any purpose. And you'll die sooner.
1 in 4 people are willing to take a 15% pay cut to get more free time. And 40% would rather pay to make life easier than to save and have more money later.
I agree.
Well, there's a limit to that because later will eventually come. And then when you get there, you're going to be looking back and going, dang, I wish I had a plan for this. But I always think in my mind about there's me, there's future me. And me is always screwing future me over. So I try to, like, okay.
With your spending habits?
With anything. It's like you're not taking care of yourself. You're not saving. You're not doing whatever. And then you think, okay, future me is coming not too far from now, and he's going to be mad.
Well, you know, future me can deal with it.
Okay.
Because right now me is having fun. I might not be saving enough, but future me, he'll just have to work for that.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, he is waiting up ahead, and he's mad.
He'll be mad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Well, that's the trick, I think, is to balance it out so that you end up feeling like you enjoyed your life when you were young, but you're also not on the streets, you know, with a fixed income that you can't afford anything when you're old.
When I get the future of me, I'm going to take him out and get him drunk. He'll never remember it.
I believe you're probably telling the truth.
I am. When I say future me, I mean noon today.
Right.
I'm going to call future Alcoholics Anonymous.
I'm not a quitter, Hawk.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
They ask people to name the most inappropriate person or people they've ever dated. And, of course, there's some obvious answers out there, but there's some rather unusual ones, too. And I thought of Tom on one of the top ones they said. 20% of people said an unusual or inappropriate person or people that they have dated is a friend's ex. 20% said a friend's ex. That was always awkward at our apartment when Tom and Marty went out, because Marty,
I never went out with Marty.
My old partner.
We were just friends.
My old radio partner.
I remember those good days.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah.
He would always ask Tom, is it okay if I date this ex or your ex? It was just weird. I'm like, and he did that not only once, but a couple times.
I would go out with a girl, and I would introduce her to Marty, and I would be like, when we break up, he's going to want to go out with you.
That's how bad it got. It was just so dysfunctional, because we would be sitting there at home or in an apartment, and Marty'd walk in with Tom's ex.
So does that mean that you have really good taste, or he's like a little obsessed with you?
I think he basically would get to know these girls after I was going out with them, and then he felt like he liked them, and when I broke up, he's like, well, I have a better chance because I already know her, and if Tom lets me, I can date her.
Well, he was a little shy, too. Like, you know, Tom's bold and sitting there, and he got, you know, and Tom had good taste in women. Well, I mean,
women threw themselves at me.
Look at his wife.
Really.
She is amazing.
She is.
So Tom does have good taste when it comes to women. But a friend's ex, inappropriate person that they've dated, 17% said their best friend, which if you're best friends, that's actually good potential for a relationship.
It's also good potential for not being friends anymore.
Yeah. Absolutely. But they say when it comes to marriage, that's what you're looking for is your best friend. So many times we look in the wrong areas in relationship and we go on looks or some of the shallow parts. But if you can connect with that person and they can really be your best friend and you take that person through life, that's actually good.
Yeah, I don't know if it always works out when you start as best friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I became best friends with my wife, but it wasn't immediate, and we didn't start there. We started there with, like, animal attraction for each other. Because, I mean,
well, I know, but that's
how could she resist?
Exactly. But a lot of times, though, if you are already hanging out with a best friend that's the opposite sex, you're already kind of dating. I mean, the reason you guys are together is because you're connecting.
You're together because one of you is in love and the other one is enjoying all the things you do for them.
Sometimes it's that way.
Most.
But sometimes it can be best friends.
My female friends are like my sisters.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you're not, but you never have feelings for it.
Right, well, I mean, I love them to death. We all pick on each other just like siblings would do. So they're like my sisters. So
you wouldn't date them?
No. Exactly. They're married.
So they asked people to name the most inappropriate person or people they've ever dated. 14% said they've dated a neighbor. Now, that's room for disaster.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, if they're like, you want to go on a date, and you're like, oh, sorry, I'm out of town, and they're like, I see your car, and your lights are on. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, and it's hard to get out of, like, if someone's interested in you, and they just know where you live, and you're, like, blowing them off, it's like you can't make up that many excuses to go out on a date. You just got to say, I'm sorry.
I never saw a problem with what someone did or where they were. I mean, if you found someone you're interested in dating, you're going to date them.
But how about the person that doesn't want that and then wants to just have you as a neighbor or wasn't interested in you?
Well,
and
then you don't date them because they don't want to date you. Yeah. But you at least find out.
Tell them.
I'm not going to sit there and go, well, I won't ask her out because she's my neighbor. I would have been like, so what? If I'm interested, I'll ask her out.
But I'm looking from the flip side where she's going, oh, man, Tom asked me out, and I can't think of another excuse.
Okay, so what? Well, I don't understand how that affects anything.
Because she's going to get bitter because you didn't go out with her, and then before you know it, you're going to have all kinds of stuff happening to your house.
Or you get the neighbor that won't leave you alone.
Yeah.
He just keeps asking her out and asking her out. Then she becomes, you know, weirded out.
It's kind of like the girl at work. You know what? She's at work, and she or the guy, and he keeps asking you out, and you're trying to get rid of him. But you can't get rid of a neighbor. They're living beside you.
That's not what this said. It was like awkward relationships or uncomfortable relationships. But if you have the relationship, I'm assuming the uncomfortable part is if it breaks up
later.
Well,
sure, yeah. Okay, I see what you're getting at. So, boss was also mentioned. 10% of the people said that. That's an inappropriate person, because if you do break up there, you might get fired.
Right. Yeah.
Or get a raise.
That's what I was thinking. Get a raise.
If you break up, you'll get a raise?
Yeah.
Suddenly you're the CEO of the company and you're like, how did I get here?
I know how you got there.
And that's awkward in the meetings at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then 2% said their cousin.
They were from Tennessee.
So you're 1%. Who was the other?
I didn't date a cousin, all right? And I was young. It was just a kiss, okay? And it wasn't a first cousin, because that would be weird.
I'll be honest. I had a crush on one. It wasn't a first cousin either, but it was some girl that I didn't even know I was cousins with until I went to a family reunion. And I'm like, she's hot.
How far of a distant cousin can it be? Like third, maybe?
This was a third. I felt like that was legal.
Yeah.
But it is awkward, because if you break up later, you're still family.
It's weird.
Oh, my.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Men and women sometimes look at money from a different point of view. And it's interesting to see some of these points of view because it seems like women may have a better idea of how to manage money sometimes than men. But also, even like things like financial freedom and stuff along those lines. Mm-hmm. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
Stuff along those lines can affect how people are doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I asked that because Hawk was like messing with stuff and I didn't know if
something
was
messing
broken.
With buttons on Tom's mm-hmm. buttons. I was pushing his buttons over here.
But for women and financial happiness, independence is a big factor. Almost half of the women said they considered not having to rely on someone else financially very important. And they also like to be able to afford everyday small luxuries. A good example would be a $7 Starbucks coffee that gives them joy, according to the review. Salary is not as important to their financial happiness as it is just being able to get the things they want. So they kind of like, yeah, I don't need the number to brag. I just want to make sure I can afford the things that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Also, younger women tend to experience sleepless nights worrying over money far more than the older crowd. If you think about that, boomers were more likely to have had a traditional family structure where the husband brought in the money and worried about the finances. So those women are probably less concerned, whereas Gen Z is far more of an equal families where both people work. Sometimes the woman even makes more money, so they're carrying more of a burden.
Well, I also think they're older, and they've already got a nest egg built up.
That's possible.
Yeah. So it's they don't worry as much about the money.
A lot of older people don't, though, have a nest egg.
I don't stress over things I don't have, which is why I don't stress about money. Snap.
And by the way, I'm okay not working and staying home if somebody wants to support me.
Honestly,
I don't need to be independent. I need somebody to help me adult.
Yeah.
Well, they asked them, what would you give up to have financial independence or freedom? Social media is surprising, but 70% of them said they would give up social media.
Yeah.
I don't know if they really mean that or not.
I would give that up just to give it up.
I could give it up.
I'm so tired of social
media. I
really
could.
It does bring you down.
Now,
it
I'm
does.
Keeping my smartphone and my games.
Yeah.
But I hardly post.
I mean, imagine, though, just going a couple of weeks without your phone. Like, every time you are bored at an office, getting your tires rotated, waiting on somebody, you automatically go to your phone. Do that. Don't do that for a week and just stare up at the sky at it.
Well, a few years ago on vacation, my phone, ocean
got
it.
Yeah,
yeah. I was doing sand angels and the tide came in.
Uh-huh.
That was like day two.
Uh-huh.
I had a week.
Yeah.
I think I cried for a day. I wouldn't leave the condo for a day. And then I'm like, okay, let me just get out and enjoy my vacation without my phone. It drove me crazy for a little bit, but I got used to it.
Well, and this isn't phone. This is social media. Those are different. I will not be going without my phone. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, they said they would be willing to give up tickets to major events.
Sure.
80% of the women said that. 65% said they would give up working out.
Can it be events I didn't want to go to already?
No.
Can it be a workout I didn't want to do already?
No. Also, 54% said they would give up drinking coffee.
No.
Oh.
And Gen Z women said they would give up love for financial independence.
Probably a bunch of them already do that. They focus on their career.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't need love. They don't need someone to make them happy. They're going to do it themselves.
But what happens later on in life, they're like, oh, man, I wish I would have focused on relationship and not my career.
Yeah, but I'll just buy another cat.
Oh, and they can afford a good cat.
Yeah,
for sure. But it is interesting to me that Gen Z is willing to give up love for financial independence.
That's extreme.
That seems extreme to me. It was only 43%, but that's still almost half.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give up exercising. I'll go for that one.
You already have. But you think about it, if they do give it up, they would want it back so quickly. This is just like them, you know, saying what they think they want. But then if they were to really give it up, they go, you know what? You can have your money back. Give me my cell phone and somebody to kiss.
I've got single girlfriends, and honestly, hearing about the dating pool, I get why a lot of people are ready to give that up.
Yeah, the dating is tough right now.
People are weird.
Especially if you're older. Like, divorced people go out, and they find a very difficult dating crowd. It's not as easy as it was when you were younger. But they say also one of the reasons that women have to worry more about finances is they tend to outlive us men by quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're sitting there and they're like, okay, he's going to be gone. I still got to worry about money. And so they're trying to make sure that they're covered as well as the, you know, the family.
That's why it's important to have a dual income household. He needs to have two jobs.
Okay. Well, and I know for women outliving men, but for men, it just feels longer, even though we don't live as long for married men.
Because you're so happy with us?
Well, let's face it. The women have to live with the man. They don't have to live with another them.
You know, why do men die early? Is it her fault?
Yes.
That she's just ready to be by herself for the remaining years
the
of her life?
Time.
Or is it their choice?
True.
No. Okay.
Oh.
This is taking a turn for the worse.
It's pretty much took one back whenever the Gen Z women would give up love for financial independence and money. That's just sad.
How much money? Because I think I'm close to being there.
Okay, again, you're not giving anything up. You don't have love.
Oh,
that's not nice.
I didn't mean it mean.
He's got love. We love him.
I got so much love in here, Tom.
That's not the love we're talking about. We're talking about romantic love.
And there's only so much we can do.
Well, if I got enough money, I can.
You can buy pretend love.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's just move on. Yeah,
please do.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.